For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The garden setting is always the thing I'm asked about. Before me, nobody had ever made a film of this kind in a garden. Or any type of film in a garden. Or any type of film. This was the first film ever made. 1888. It was a crazy year.
Like so many of you, I'll never forget where I was when I first saw the seminal round hay garden scene. It was last Thursday, and I was doom-scrolling Twitter when a GIF appeared, looping over and over, playing this incredible film in its entirety, which I suspect is the way Louis Le Prince intended it to be seen. In a haunting black and white milieu, four people walk through an English garden. One perambulates in an arc as another skips, merrily and carefree. Are they about to commit a bank heist, track a serial killer, or bring down the President of the United States through intrepid investigative reporting? These are the questions that linger, and yet remain unanswered. It was only 1.5 seconds, but it changed me forever. In this new show, we'll be examining why. My name is Blake Howard, and I'm inviting you to come with me on a frame-by-frame odyssey through the oldest surviving cinematic work, 1.66 seconds, 20 frames. Welcome to Round Frame Garden Scene. Over the next 20 episodes, we'll hear from UK screenwriter and script editor with credits on The IT Crowd, Chewing Gum, Red Dwarf, and many more, Andrew Ellard.
I'm sorry, what is this again?
Award-winning author, film critic, and host of the terrific and insightful Watch with Jen podcast, my friend, Jen Johans.
I mean, the star, Sarah Whiteley, died 10 days after filming was completed. Is it because she didn't have a stunt performer for that little twirl she does? We'll never know.
Oscar-nominated screenwriter of Can You Ever Forgive Me and the writer-director behind modern independent classics Lovely and Amazing, Friends with Money, Please Give, Enough Said, and The Land of Steady Habits, Nicole Holofcener.
I couldn't even have made Lovely and Amazing if not for Round Hay Garden Scene. Where would I pull my inspiration from? I mean, without that film, would cinema even exist?
The groundbreaking director of Round Hay Garden Scene, Louis Le Prince.
I disappeared under mysterious circumstances in 1890, but I had to come back to do this podcast.
And the creators of the legendary ABC TV comedy show, The Bazura Project's Guide to Cinema, and hosts of the upcoming 6-part audio series, The Bazura Project's Radio Free Cinema, launching this October, Shannon Marinko and Lee Zachariah.
We have absolutely nothing to contribute to this thing at all.
Yeah, we're just here to hijack your feed to play a trailer for our new show, if that's cool.
Wait, I'm sorry, what are you doing?
It was the TV show about movies that changed the way we saw TV shows about movies.
Hello and welcome to the Bazura Project and our guide to cinema.
But what most people didn't know was the TV show they weren't watching was also a radio show they weren't listening to.
Hello and welcome to the Bazura Project's Radio Free Cinema. A big shout out to the good people of the Silver Screen Drive-In, who are currently trying to listen to a Star Trek double feature on the same frequency we are currently broadcasting on.
Now, the audio tapes that many believed and hoped were lost forever have been uncovered, digitized and restored, and are ready to be heard again for the first time.
What do we have coming up on the show?
We uncover the worldwide scam behind aspect ratios and how it's all a plot by Hollywood to push their elitist pro-rectangle agenda.
This October, over 6 thrilling episodes, The Bazura Project's Radio Free Cinema, featuring interviews with the film industry's most influential figures.
Is it true you slept on Margot Robbie's couch?
I did, although I obviously had to stop when she came home and called the police.
But aren't all Australian films just grimy dramas about drug addicts?
Ugh, and that's the exact type of ignorance we've been trying to fight at Coked Up Productions.
exclusive trailers for the most exciting upcoming releases.
You didn't get the annulment?
It turns out I love you.
What?
And every aspect of movie making explored from every corner of the globe.
I've come to the Isle of Glyf in the middle of the Baltic Sea. This was the location chosen for the world's most prestigious accent and voice coaching academy, Tamba Heard.
Plus, original songs, exciting competitions, and exclusive access to the biggest film premieres.
Well, the film has finished and it sounded great. I can promise you, had anyone been unable to get inside the theatre and been forced to spend the last 90 minutes standing out in the foyer, well, they would have heard a lot of laughter and applause coming through the doors.
Coming soon, the TV show about movies is now a radio show released as a podcast. The Bazura Project's Radio Free Cinema, a 6-part series beginning October 5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.